Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Despite the pandemic and the cancellation of most live shows, Milwaukee bands continue to release new songs, and Matt Wild has listened to most of them. Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which describes itself as an online source for music, culture, and gentle sarcasm. Among the many cultural things Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Wild is the curator of that list, and he joins me every month to share with us a sample of what he's been listening to for our Milwaukee Music Roundup. Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Well, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So this is the first month, at least for the last couple months, that we've been doing, you know, work from home, staying at home, still trying to muddle our way through this pandemic. This is the first month that the songs have not reflected that.
Yes, that is very true. I was kind of looking at all the stuff that had been released in the last month or so, and there are certainly plenty of songs still about staying at home, still about the pandemic, and still about current events. And I decided, you know what, let's just take a break for 1 month. Let's listen to some stuff that has nothing to do with any of that stuff. In fact, let's listen to a few songs that are, in some cases, a few years old, but tie into current releases. So, yes, we're taking a brief respite from that.
Yes, I think we could all take a break from the pandemic with a little bit of music, too.
That always helps.
So this first song, it's Please Be Kind by Space Raft. Tell us a bit about this band.
Space Raft is very near and dear to my heart. They were one of the first bands that we covered when Milwaukee Record, when we launched back in 2014. They were getting ready to release their debut album, a self-titled album. And everyone was really excited about this band. It was a band that really had all this kind of hype built behind it without having released anything. And finally, their album came out. And I remember we had like an exclusive stream of it on Milwaukee Record, which it, for me, you know, it was such a huge deal. And they're terrific. Beyond any kind of personal connections, I think they're a terrific band. It's very poppy, psychedelic music, elements of power pop in there, and just kind of good old rock and roll. They've been around since, like I said, about 2014. They've released two albums prior to the latest one they've released. Their latest album is called Positively Space Raft. The lead singer and songwriter, his name is Jordan Davis. He's also kind of, for the past few years, been working on an 8-bit Nintendo-esque video game to go along with maybe not so much this album, but just kind of the band in general. And he's getting ready to release that in the next couple months. So I'm really looking forward to playing that and to hearing some of these songs like in an 8-bit kind of version. So very, very busy band, so it's great to see him back. And the name of the song, as you said, is called Please Be Kind.
That was Please Be Kind by Space Raft. So this next song, you actually mentioned this group has a new song that's out, but you chose to highlight an older song in part because their new one is not so radio friendly. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, there's just a couple too many radio unfriendly words in their new track. Not that it's a vulgar song necessarily, but just like right off the bat, there's a few words that we can't play on the radio. So I figured I'd like to talk about this group anyway. So why not highlight a song they released last year? And one of my favorite Milwaukee songs of last year. The group I'm talking about is Laurel Sulfate and her Ladies of Leisure, which is a terrific name for a group by itself. It's even better when you realize it can be abbreviated to Laurel Sulfate and her LOL. This is a fantastic group. I absolutely love this band. They are kind of dance pop at its most pure and unashamed and unabashed. Kind of old school disco-y influenced dance pop. It's a little different from the modern stuff that we're so used to in the past few years. And last year, Laurel Sulfate and her Ladies of Leisure put out this incredible record called Dance Music Saves Lives, which kind of tells you all you need to know about the music they play. It's very, like I said, unabashedly fun and dancey. It's positive. It's all about inclusion and acceptance and self-acceptance and all those wonderful things. And they do have a new song and video that they just released a few weeks ago called Selfie. That's the new one that we're not going to be listening to, but I would urge everyone to check that one out. The video was a lot of fun, shot at River West Film and Video back when a whole bunch of people could gather in one space and shoot a video like that. But the song we're going to be listening to is from last year's record, Dance Music Saves Lives. It's one of my favorite songs from last year, Milwaukee songs from last year. It's called Do You Feel Me?
That was Do You Feel Me from Laurel Sulfate and her Ladies of Leisure. You can check out her newest song, Selfie. We didn't play it today because there are some not radio-friendly words in there. So the next song that we're looking at, it's Convenience and Me by Yum Yum Cult. When I first started listening to this song, I wasn't sure what genre it really fit into. How would you describe the sound of this group?
That's very apt. It is a song that's kind of all over the place, and I think that's by design. Yum Yum Cult is a group that has been around for a couple of years, but only has, I believe with this song, maybe it's only their second song that they've released a recording of. But they've been before, you know, back when people could play out, they certainly did play out a lot. And this song in particular, like you said, it's kind of hard to classify what kind of genre it is. And like I said, I think that's by design. The singer of the band, his name is Palmer Shaw. He says that this song is, quote, about the stages of a depressive episode, extreme highs, lows, and apathy. And I think that sums it up pretty well. It kind of starts out as this kind of jam bandy kind of feel, and suddenly goes into these manic moments and then kind of like settles down into kind of a calm but still kind of jittery mood. I really, really like the song. It's just such a well-constructed song. This is Convenience in Me, and as always, I think the singer-songwriter Palmer Shaw has some terrific lyrics that he just kind of tosses out. You know, sanguine beams, and we futzed around with obligation, and anyone who uses the word futz in a song just gets 100 points in my book. So yes, this is Yum Yum Cult with Convenience and Me.
Hello, hey. Where the hell are you? Wake up wherever you are.
That was Convenience and Me from Yum Yum Cult. So the next song, it just sounds like a really fun song. And the name of the group definitely speaks to this kind of summer vibe that I get from it. Tell us a bit about, I'm assuming it's pronounced Le Resorts.
Le Resorts, yes. I will take any chance I can to talk about Le Resorts. It's a very unlikely band that's been around for a couple of years now. The two front people of the band are Vincent Kircher and Martha Cannon. Now, Vinny is from kind of the legendary Milwaukee band Jail. People may recognize him from there. And Martha is from the still very productive group Lady Cannon. And if you would have told me a couple years ago, like, gee, these two would make a really good duo fronting their own band, I would have never thought that in a million years. They both have very distinctive voices that I would never think would go well together, but incredibly, they do with Le Resorts. As you'll instantly hear, they have this very, very tropical, almost kind of kitschy tropical vibe going with their music. There's a lot of marimbas and all that sort of thing, and it definitely does give off this summer vibe. But what I really like about it is that there's also this touch of melancholy to a lot of their songs. There's this touch of sadness. And I always enjoy anything like that that can balance kind of a peppier instrumental mood with kind of a more melancholy lyrical mood. And they released an album last year, a self-titled album that was terrific. And they're getting ready to release a new album. I believe the new album is called Bad Love. That should be coming up any week now, so look for that. And the song that we're going to listen to from that upcoming album is What I Can Give.
Something to be embarrassed of.
That was What I Can Give from Le Resorts. You can find Matt's full list of songs to listen to from this last month from Milwaukee musicians at Milwaukee Record, right?
That's right, MilwaukeeRecord.com, updated daily.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me, and it was nice to take a brief pandemic respite.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month, he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup and joins us to talk about a few of those songs. You can find our previous conversations with Wild at WUWM.com.